This is the Steve Cochran Show.
We got three really big weeks ahead of us. It's wedding season, kid. I got us down for 17 of them already.
Okay, now how many of them are cash bars?
Great question. Love where your head's at. And two of them actually are. But I got us covered. Grab that net and catch that beautiful butterfly, pal. What do you like better, Christmas or wedding season?
Mr. Gray.
Yes, the answer would be wedding season.
Bingo.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout.
844. Steve Cochran Show number 888. You know that? 888. On Twitter at Cochran Show, Steve Cochran Show on Facebook. We got a staff issue here. Sandberg said, you know, we're going to talk about this. And I said, what? And she said, it's none of your business. And then she booked the segment.
it was very funny, though. Watching her tell you this and your response to it,
mm-hmm.
Very cute.
Yeah. Sometimes she accuses me of trying to be the producer of the show. But joining us in the studio are Mike Jacobson, producer of the show, and also the lovely and talented Audrey. Can we reveal your last name?
It's Wayne.
Yeah, I didn't know if it...
Like,
you know,
Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
No relation.
Yeah, and also your secret lair.
I'm not going to say.
Now, you guys have been dating for how long?
10 months.
And how many weddings are you committed to this summer?
We have committed to 10. We were invited to 12 weddings.
Oh, God.
Let's name the two people you're not going to right now.
One was my foreign exchange student sister who lives in Germany, and tickets were $1,000 one way, so
wait,
sorry,
wait, back that up a second. Your foreign exchange student's what?
She was like my sister. She was my foreign exchange student when I was in eighth grade.
Oh yeah, it was the foreign exchange student, not her like sister.
So she's inviting you to Germany, and that was the connection?
Yes.
Do you stay in touch with her?
We stay in touch, yeah.
Wow.
But prices were a little bit expensive.
Just to put Mike through this, I'm tempted to give you the $1,000 to go.
Yes.
All right, so what's the other one? Oh, you can't talk about it.
It's my second cousin, but it's we have a conflict with another wedding. So
this is a good thing for everybody. I do believe this. It's good for people to understand how to survive this. How can you say no? I mean, 10's a lot, man. 10's a lot.
Yeah.
We have four this month.
Now, are you guys
four
in
May.
Any? Are you
four
in
May.
Any of them?
Four in, I am not in
I
any
am in
of them.
One.
She is in one
that
of them.
That doubles the price. That
how much traveling?
Price.
Not too much. They're all drivable. The farthest is like the Dells. So
that's not bad.
So it's mostly Chicago.
But that's every
right.
weekend all summer long.
Yeah. And we're moving in the summer,
oh,
which is
God.
Great, too. So
they're moving in together.
All right. So this is the next step. We'll get to that in a second.
Is it like at a water park in the Dells?
No, it's at a farm, but we might swing by Noah's Ark on the way home.
And I think we're going to go camping.
You know, you guys, that's very generous because that's a big financial commitment, too.
Yes, because you got to buy 10
yeah.
gifts.
But my handshake is priceless, Andrea.
I know.
I was thinking that would be the gift.
For me,
forward.
That would be plenty.
Dude, I don't know if you believe in re-gifting, but I got a whiskey wedge here with your name on it.
That's good for a shower gift.
I did ask you about that.
Yeah,
earlier.
It's already yours. Yeah. All right, let's do this. We'll do traffic. We'll come back, and then some direction on how men and women can survive wedding season.
I think yes. Yes. I think we all need some of
and
that.
It involves, it starts with listen to Audrey.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah. All right, Audrey's here, and Jake is here, Mike Jacobson. Mark Sandberg, what questions do you have of the two of them?
Well, I'd like to know what they're planning on doing wardrobe-wise.
In other words, what will Audrey tell Mike he's wearing?
Yes, because we happen to know that Mike only has two suits.
So to reset the story.
But I don't think that's unusual for a guy that doesn't work in a business where he has to wear a suit who's 30 years old.
Right.
You just
mean
wear
that
the same one every time.
That White Sox hat isn't a suit piece there?
It could be. It's an accessory.
It's like a uniform, essentially.
The fact that you have two suits is fairly impressive. What'd you say?
What color are the suits? I'm just curious.
Gray and taupe.
You do have a black one, though. I haven't seen that.
I do have a black one.
Oh, that means she hasn't approved it.
Does not
the sound
though.
In her voice there.
It doesn't fit.
Okay.
So to reset,
continue.
We have 10
Wait,
weddings.
It doesn't
continue.
Fit. You weigh the same as when you were born. How can it not fit?
Yeah. It's too big. I've been working on that.
It's too big.
Good job, Audrey.
We're going to have
I've put on at least 15 pounds since we started dating.
Really?
Good girl, Audrey.
So we have 10 weddings. I have two suits. What do I do on Friday? Like for Friday weddings, can I go no suit?
I thought
jacket?
Friday weddings were more formal.
Yeah, can I go just a nice shirt and...
I think this is just my thought. If it's an outdoor wedding, couldn't he just wear like a dress shirt and pants?
Yeah. Well, pants are important, certainly.
Well, no, instead of like a suit, he can wear like... khakis.
Yeah,
or
pants,
nice
pants are definitely important.
Dressy,
I think pants
gray
are crucial.
Pants, you know.
If it's an outdoor wedding, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I would think so. And the Friday one we have is a little more casual in nature, so I think you can ditch the jacket on that.
But no socks hat.
No socks hat.
Oh, yeah.
Although they are socks fans, so you...
That, my friends,
maybe
is what we call a predicament.
But wait a second. Am I wrong about this? I thought Friday night weddings were formal. No?
I don't know. I haven't been to a Friday night wedding in ages.
I got married on Friday night. It was extremely formal. And one of my kids...
That was back in like 1800.
Oh, stop.
No, I'm kidding, Mayor.
It was formal. They still are.
They are formal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
See, it is a thing. Me and Dave were just talking about this because Kevin Powell had... He had like 4 or 5 Friday weddings last year.
Yeah, and I thought he was just coming up with a lame excuse to get the day off.
No.
Because I never
had the wedding.
He was like in
Friday
all of
weddings.
Them, too.
Yeah,
I just
was.
Think
yeah.
if you're attending...
So, Audrey, what you need to do is you need to get him 5 to 7 cool dress shirts that he doesn't currently own.
I know. We're working on it. We're going to Nordstrom. Ted Baker fits him and his narrow body as the lady at Nordstrom.
Nothing makes
described.
Nothing sexier than a man referred to as a narrow body.
So yeah, I'm not even kidding. So we get fitted. Yeah. I get fitted for a suit. This is the first one I've been fitted. I don't even know. Probably 5 years.
Right.
And we go into Nordstrom's, and we were relatively new to it when we were dating, maybe a couple of months. And I said, I really need a new suit. And it was actually before we went to Arlington Park last year with Orion.
Where you and I dressed alike. Yeah,
where we dressed alike.
Yeah.
And she's like, wow, you're really narrow. And she must have said 5 times, all right, well, let me measure here. Oh, you're really narrow here, too. Oh, wow, your shoulders are really narrow.
You can't fit into Boss. You're too narrow for Boss.
That'd be Hugo Boss, not his boss bond.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that is something.
So here's another thing too. Can you rewear the shirts?
Oh, I think so.
Because you said 6 or 7. So like,
Liza Minnelli? Of course you can rewear the shirts.
Clean, though, at the
I'm looking
cleaners.
At judgmental girls that are going to put this on Instagram and Facebook. Like, oh my God, he wore the same shirt. To
Audrey's
the same
boyfriend way. Keeps rewearing the same outfit.
Audrey, exactly. My cousin has a dry cleaner. Well, take care of the shirts.
The answer would be: would you be uncomfortable if he rewore the shirts? No.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Now, what about girls? Can they rewear the dresses?
Well, listen, you don't know anything
it
about this.
It depends on which what the wedding is. Like, if you're going to a family wedding, it's all different people. And then you go to a friend's wedding, yeah, you can wear the same one.
All right, we'll come back, continue to solve the problems of 10 weddings. By the way, one gift. Just one gift, and you hand it off. After your wedding's over, you give it to the next wedding.
The ultimate re-gift?
Yeah, 856, more in a moment, 720 WGN. Yeah, da, 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 da. 10 chicken dances.
Oh, a lot of Cupid shuffles.
Wow.
A lot of old-time rock and roll. Probably.
10 catch the garland.
Yeah, and the bouquet.
Where are you guys at on the chicken dance? Because I've never been a fan.
Never. Don't do it. Don't like it.
No. Oh, I'm a big fan of poultry. Yeah.
Not many people do it anymore anyway.
Is that outdated now?
All right. So, Sandberg, are you comfortable with the wardrobe discussion?
You know, I am. Though I feel like when it comes down to a day of, Audrey is acting pretty cool and chill right now on the radio. But she might say, that's the choice. You know, because he did on his own. I'm not sure if it was approved. He went and bought some ties without
One of the ties was very nice. The other I need to... See on.
Sound like a Mickey Mouse tie or anything like that.
No, it was like almost
Looney Tunes.
Bright colored and a little bit East Coast.
Fungo bats.
Here's the other challenge I have. I'm colorblind, so it's hard for me to match ties and shirts. Well, so actually, I had a very nice older woman.
That's what you have a girlfriend for.
Oh, exactly, but she was not with me when I purchased these last ties. So I had a very nice older woman at Kohl's help me match my ties to my shirts.
Well, that's nice.
There you go.
Nice.
So when she's not around.
Notice Audrey said we're going to Nordstrom for shirts. And then Mike just said he went to Kohl's for ties.
We brushed over Kohl's.
10 weddings, Nordstrom.
10 weddings. 10 weddings is a lot.
Audrey's so sweet. She cringed ever so quietly.
It is a lot. Do you guys need excuses to get out any of these? Are you committed?
I think we've committed to most of them so far.
Yeah.
And we got pictures of all these, right?
Yeah, we're going to put up a gallery on WGNradio.com, each and every wedding picture that we are going to be taking, and there's going to be a lot of them. So,
all right, so we'll continue this saga.
Yes.
We'll continue this saga, and so far, Audrey, I think you keep him.
I think I'll keep him.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah.
So far.
We'll see how he does, you know, at the buffet lines and things like that.
His
dancing.
For you CLTV folks who just joined us, we're talking about Mike Jacobson and his narrow body.
Audrey, she has the right to reevaluate after wedding two.
Right.
How about that?
I think that's exactly right.
Okay. And do you have a wedding tomorrow?
Yes,
we do.
Tomorrow.
Oh,
up in,
first one.
That thing, there's only so many summers. Your entire summer, man.
It's taken.
Every weekend.
Yep.
We have, so it starts tomorrow, so April 22nd, and our last one of the year is in October.
Yep. In Milwaukee.
Wow.
This is wedding year for you guys. Wow.
Yeah. And notice, because I like both of you, I haven't asked when. Dude, when? You're not getting any younger,
Excuse
man.
Me? Huh?
You're not getting any younger. Are your headphones not working?
Oh, no, what?
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago. And you know what we should do for the CLTV audience? When you do pop the question, we should do it on the air.
Oh, there you go.
We'll do it on TV. Mm-hmm.
Just so let all of us know.
Just glad Audrey wasn't here to hear that.
Mary was checking my ring size earlier, so I think it's coming from Mary before.
Oh, yeah. Jake. I got it covered.
She will decide. Yes.
She's a very direct Jewish mom.
Yeah, I don't know who runs my life more, Audrey or Mary, because they both kind of run my life.
Work
yeah.
wife.
It's a two-person operation.
Yeah, I do call her my work wife.
Yeah.
Because it really is.
I know. I'll share.
Yeah, exactly.